Okay, we are now beginning chapter 35. Okay, so this is chapter 35 in Tanya. Perek Lamed He. V'hine l'tosefes bia tevus la'asoysoy. In order to explain further, the word la'asoysoy, to do it. Now the thing is that at the beginning of the Tanya, it says that the whole purpose of this book is to explain the verse. Ki korav elecha hadova ma'oid, the thing is very close to you. That means Yiddishkeit, Torah, keeping Torah mitzvahs, is very close to you. Beficha uvilvavcha, in your mouth and in your heart. La'asoysoy, to do it. Now that's interesting. This idea that it's easy to be Jewish. It's easy to keep Jewish teaching. Now, I can see a very quizzical expression on your face. Is it so easy? Well, it's interesting, you know.
If you're brought up in it, something, if you haven't been brought up in it for many years or anything, and I mean, I've learned an awful lot over the last 3 years. I mean, if you're brought up in a very from family, it's much easier, obviously, because you grow up. And as you grow up, you learn. You've got from mother and father that were from, you carry out, you've got Shabbat. If you're not brought up in a particularly from environment, then it's not always that easy. Yeah, I mean, the basics, yes, you go to Shul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, but everything else that goes with it, not necessarily. I mean, I didn't know a lot of things before I came to Lubavitch. I didn't know. I wasn't told. I wasn't taught. So I didn't know.
No.
But would you say it's hard?
It's not hard. Not to understand. It's just a question of keeping it up all the time. Mm. And I think you need to be in an environment where you are, if you've got sort of, thank God, you know, parents that are alive and you're in a Jewish home and everybody goes to shul on Shabbos and everything is done and fried. But if you're not, sometimes you can slip a little bit because if you, it's very hard on your own time to keep it up all the time. Mm. If you're not with people, it's okay if you're with people. If you're not always with people, it's not always easy to keep it up all the time. I'm not saying you can't make the effort. I made the effort, but it's easier when you're actually maybe living in an environment or a home
well,
with people.
Well, it's certainly much easier when other people are
doing with
the
you,
same thing.
With you.
Yeah, that is so. But then if you feel that Hashem is with you, then Hashem is there.
Mm.
I mean, one could be on a desert island.
Yeah, I...
And still imagine, you know, try, like you were talking about the calendar, trying to keep track when exactly is Shabbos and when is Yom Tov. So, and trying to do something to represent Shabbos and Yom Tov and trying to...
I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, I light my candles at home if I'm... Usually I go to people's Shabbos, so I don't, but home I go to Rosh Hashanah. But I just feel that if you're in a more... If you're actually in a home and you've got this around you and everybody's doing everything together and it's automatic, it's just an automatic all the time, week in, week out, it's easier.
It is, but on the other hand, there's always challenges.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean,
there's always challenges and people always have to be reminded and think about this and think about that.
Yeah. I mean, I still do a lot at home that now that I didn't do.
Mm.
I mean, I do all my candles. Debbie kindly lent me, you know, the bowl and I wash my hands, you know, things in the morning.
Right.
That she gave me the bowl, so I've done that. I've never done that. I do that in the morning. That's done every morning. So I'm doing things to try and get my Yiddishkeit up a bit.
Yes, absolutely. And you have mezuzahs
on the doors. The front door, I haven't got it actually, so I've got it on my main door. Yakov put it on for me. They made the front door of the flat. He came, he put it up, he said a blessing with me. So I've got a lovely large mezuzah on my front door now. So, I mean, that I've done, you know, it's just the fact I think sometimes maybe, although you keep it up, it's nice to try, if you're in an atmosphere with other people in a home, it makes it that much nicer. That's the only thing I would say.
All right,
there's
well,
a lot I've achieved and a lot I've kept up, you know, a lot I've kept up from coming here has helped me enormously.
Well, you see, at every level, at every position in a person's life, there's always, there are things that are obviously easy, and then there are things that might be a bit more of a challenge. And we can always rise to the challenge, and we can always make that extra little step. Try to make that extra step. Okay. All right, so that is what he wants to explain over here in this chapter 35, the word la'asosa, to do it, given that the verse says it's very easy. The thing is very close to you, that means easy in your mouth and in your heart to do it. V'gam, and also, we also want to understand, l'hovin ma'at mizeh, to understand a little bit, tachlis b'riyas ha'beinanim, the purpose of the creation of this intermediary person, which Tanya is so much talking about. V'yaridas nishmasein l'olam hazeh, the descent of their souls into this world, l'hislabesh, the nefesh abahamis, now it's on page 158, to be enclosed in the animal soul, shemeha klipa v'sitra achra, which comes from the realm of concealment, which is from the klipa called the shell, which is something negative. In other words, there's a negative, like materialistic and narcissistic force inside us, and there is our soul in that situation. Now, ideally, the soul will transform, the sacred divine soul will transform the animal soul, and the animal soul will become something completely positive. And that's what a tzaddik achieves. But if one is less than a tzaddik, one doesn't transform the animal soul. It might be that one always controls it. One doesn't transform it, but one controls it. And that's the beinoni, that's the intermediate person. He or she always controls this animal soul, so it never actually does anything. But it's always there. And the person who's less than a beinoni, who in fact is most of us, we don't even manage to control the animal soul. It sometimes gets the better of us. It might get the better of us just in our thoughts. Thinking bad thought, maybe thinking bad thoughts about other people, or we might even say bad things, or we might do something bad, God forbid. Yeah. And that is the lack of control that most of us have, and that's why we're all lower than the level, or generally we're lower than the level of the beinoni, the intermediate person who is always in control. But even so, the fact that the beinoni, the intermediate person, is always in control, there's still a problem. Because shaloi yuchlu l'shalcha, going on with the Hebrew words, the beinoni, the intermediate person, is not able to send away, to get rid of, this animal soul, kol yameihem, all their life long. Uledchoiso mimakoimo, and to push it from its place, Mechalal hasmoli, from the left hand part of the heart, shebelev, of the heart, which is where the animal soul lives, they're not able to dislodge it. It's always there. And what's the effect of the animal soul? Shelo yalu mimena hihurim, that there shouldn't arise from it thoughts, el hamoyach, to the mind. You see, that's what the animal soul does. It sends us negative thoughts. So the animal soul sends negative thoughts to our mind, and the intermediate person, the beinoni, always gets rid of these thoughts. He or she doesn't let them in. You know, it's a bad thought, it's an angry thought about someone, it's a jealous thought about someone. And
it's a depressing thought.
It's a depressing thought.
Most people do that time to time. You know, most average people do sort of think about things. I don't know how you can get around that.
Yeah, it would need a tremendous level of being alert and being on the ball and saying no.
Yeah, but most people do, unfortunately.
Yeah, good course of CBT helps, I feel. Yeah. Really good, that one.
Yeah. I don't know how quite you would get around that, but as you said.
It's difficult. Mm. It is difficult. And we may have to be able to persuade ourselves, you know, make fun of ourselves. You know, that might be the way in which we control ourselves, is that by kind of using humor in the right kind of way. It's not... But that is the problem, because all the time, last two words at the end of that third line, ki mahusavat smusa, because the essence shall nefesh habahamis of the animal soul, shema klipa, which really conceals God, he betokfo bigvarasa, is tremendously powerful at slom for an intermediary person, kusoldosa, as strong as it ever was. So they are never able, they're all the time fighting with this opponent inside, and that opponent is never, it's never gone. It might be temporarily knocked out, you know, like a person might get inspired by something for a while. Could be in davening, could be in other things. The person's really inspired, and at that point, while they're inspired, these negative thoughts don't come into their mind.
While they're on a high sometimes.
That's right.
Like I'm often, you know, you're on a high and things are going well and you don't think you're in a good, particularly good mood, and that's it. But if you're not, then something happens and it can, like a mood.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, really, that you can be on a high, then you come down. Mm. Right? And so you come down, and then, now, for the Beinoni, for the intermediate person, he or she never actually gets rid of this force of the animal soul. It's always there, as it were, prowling around inside them in one way or the other. And that's where people have to be very, very suspicious of themselves, not to let themselves be sucked in the wrong direction. And it can be extremely, extremely challenging all the way through life. You know, could be 120 years old and still.
So do you mean if you overcome something in one area, then it shifts to the shapeshifter, gets you in another thing that you weren't expecting at all? Is it something like that?
It could.
Like circumstances.
It could well be.
Yeah. Like you think, oh, I can handle that one.
Yeah. And then something else comes along.
Yeah, behind you that you weren't even waiting or expecting.
That can well be.
Okay, we have to watch out for that. Then.
Yeah, but in life's like that, isn't it? You sort of solve one thing, isn't that right? That's the end of that. Lovely. Get there. And then 2 weeks later or a month later, oh God, this is that. You know, something else, you know. That's life, though, isn't it? I mean, you can't always have smooth sailing. It's the way it goes, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, and here we're talking about inner life. Mm. You know, the inner problem that a person has, or inner problems, you know, that it's, you seem to solve one, and then another one
comes along. Yeah. Mm.
So that idea, which the Talmud stresses very much, that you can never trust yourself, and always being watchful, and now that can be in a way depressing. Why is it that, having put all this effort in one's life, you know, in trying to be a more pure, more this, more that, and then you know, this idea comes into your head, or that I
don't stop giving me ideas.
That's right. We're always prey to things. And I mean, on the one hand, you could just say that's the human condition. But there is a concept in Tanya that we can go beyond that. That we can grow up, as it were, and mature, and our whole way of thinking becomes on a different level, and our animal soul either is totally anesthetized and doesn't operate at all, or on an even higher level, that the animal soul is transformed into a positive force, and it's there, active, powerful, in a positive direction, just in a positive direction. So the person who hasn't achieved neither one nor the other level of that, and is still struggling with the animal soul, even if they win every single time because they're so determined, but it's still, it could be depressing that they've always got this struggle. Now, most of us, unfortunately, we don't win all the time. and we give in on various levels of this struggle, and that itself, you know, as a person goes through life, you know, there's still this weakness, or there's another weakness. Mm. Deal with one weakness, confronted by another.
But in my own experience of having tried to fight my aches of horror for many years, what I've noticed now, the difference now I find is that I'm actually not on the aches of horror's side. Now, when you change sides, right, and you want your Yates of Tov to win, then you've got much more of a chance. And that depression and all that heavy duty thing that's coming down on you is what makes you on the Yates of Horror side, is because it's not the Yates of Horror though, is it? It's the Nefesh HaBehema.
Yeah, the animals.
That one. It's like all the time that was in the majority. And when even like 1% more to the other side, then you've got the majority fighting for you for the Nefesh HaKis, and then it's a lot easier.
Hmm. Well, that sounds very beautiful. Hmm.
That's
an incredible level.
What
is it?
So what?
To change sides, as you put it. You know, to change sides. See, if you look at people, the problem of being selfish. Now, you can be selfish on a material level. You can also be selfish on a spiritual level. And there's a lot, many of the problems in life and in Jewish life are people being selfish on spiritual level.
So right, it's not something. Right, I want to be a bigger subject than you, basically.
Well, in a way, way. I mean, let's paint the following picture. You know, like there are. Well, let me tell you a story from the Talmud. So there was the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, and you know the high priest would wear these like fabulous, like beautiful robes. And he's walking along through the street of Jerusalem, and there's a whole crowd of people watching and following him. You know, like, it's exciting. You can see the high priest following him, you know. And suddenly, two rabbis pass by. Now, these two rabbis were the heads of the whole Sanhedrin and everything like that. And they were like very, very famous rabbis named Shmaya and Aftarion. We're talking about the time, just the end of the Second Temple time. And so that's around the year naught, yes, or 20, that sort of thing. Naught. And Shmaya and Aftalion, they did not come from a noble Jewish family. In fact, they were the children of proselytes. But they had come to Judaism and they'd become scholars, and in fact they'd become the leading scholars. And the crowd, catching sight of these two great rabbis, left the high priest and began following these two scholars. So the high priest, who's not named in the story, got rather riled.
They've gone off and started following these two.
That's right. And he begins thinking, and he said, you know, who are they to follow? You know, children of idolaters or grandchildren of idolaters, you know, and I'm the high priest, go back to Aaron, the brother of Moses. It's and now that is a kind, you know, he wasn't arguing about money or, you know, who's got the right to park the car in front of my house, you know.
Just but why are they suddenly leaving him and going off and following these two?
So he wanted the spiritual glory. I mean, you could say it's almost a material glory, but it's all in a spiritual context, you know, who is the greater spiritual leader or something like that. Now that can operate on many different levels in a person's life. And so in fact it says in a book of Hasidic teachings that as one gets older, certain desires recede to the background, but the desire for honor gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And it can be for an elderly lady or an elderly man, you know, like wanting to be respected in different ways, and if one isn't respected, one gets very upset.
I was going to say that actually, Dr. Lantel, because that's one thing I've always, my parents have drummed into me from a very young age, is respect.
Well, that's you respecting other people.
Yes.
Yeah, but then comes the question of people respecting you.
Yes, this is the thing. Yeah. But I've found that if I've given respect to most people, I'm very well respected.
Well, that's very nice.
I've never had a lot of, you know, I mean, I've mixed with a lot of different types of people, non-Jewish, black, blah, 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 blah. And I've always found, I've given them, and they've always given me the utmost respect. I've never had any trouble.
Well, it does say...
I may have been lucky, I'm not saying all the time, but I think if you're respectful of people and you talk to people in a decent way, and you talk to them with respect, I think that at the end of the day you will get that.
I think you're right. It's
the question of
a mutual recognition.
Yeah, yeah,
is something very important.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I just found it's going to be a two-way thing, really.
Anyway, so those are the problems.
It was just my opinion.
Yeah. So those are the problems that are always facing a person. And in the case of the intermediary person, the Beinoni, just the last little bit we're going to do now, but the last three words on the fifth line, Rakshalavusheya, the garments of the animal soul, Einam Mislabshim Begufon, are not expressed in their body. In other words, although they're fighting the animal soul, and the animal soul is still there and it's still strong, they don't allow themselves to do what it wants them to do. They don't allow themselves to say what it wants them to say. And in the case of a Beinoni, which is a very rare person, they even won't allow themselves to think what the animal soul wants them to think. But they can still say to themselves, "V'im kein, if so, lama ze yod nishma sem la'olam hazeh? Why did their soul come down into this world? Ligalarich chas v'shalom, to work in vain, God forbid. Lehelochim kol yameim, to battle all their lives long in my yetzer with their evil desire, v'lo yuchlu loy, and they're never able to conquer it. But in fact, usehi zois nechamosim, this should be their solace, to comfort them, the nachmum bekeflaim latishia, to give them comfort in a double way, ulasamech libam b'Hashem, and to make them happy in God, hashoychen itam b'soych toirosim b'avoidosim, because God is dwelling with them in their Torah and in their service. And we are going to see next week, with the help of God, an image, a beautiful image from the Zohar, from the Holy Zohar, and that will help us see what is the life of a person in spiritual terms. So it's quite true that there is a struggle, and we have not conquered it. In fact, we are on a lower level, because we often let it get the better of us anyway. But still, the image applies to us, and what he's basically telling us is that every step of the battle we're achieving something positive. And there are people who've come into the world and their task is to battle with negativity, and we try and we do our best, and sometimes we win and sometimes we lose, but we try. And there are other people who have a different battle, and the negativity is transformed by them into something positive, and they don't have that kind of battle. Their battle is more with us, trying to lift us up, trying to inspire us, trying to bring us to a higher level. So a Rebbe, a Tzaddik, someone who has a role to communicate with other people and lift them to a higher level, And as in the case with our Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he told us, you know what, it's not only my role to lift everyone up, each one of us, each one of you also has that role. Mm. And so even though we're very imperfect, we all have the role to lift up everyone else in the world.
Lot, actually, when I've been in the community, I found when I've come out of the houses, the homes, I go home, I feel very lifted. I feel something. I feel that they've really, I just feel very inspired, very lifted by the families and people that I go to. That's one of the things I have found very much. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you, Dr.
All the best.
Thank you very much.